Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Personality Plus by Florence Littauer is a popular introduction to understanding personality differences through the classic four temperament framework. Written for everyday readers rather than psychologists, it explains why people communicate, work, and react in distinct patterns and how those patterns can either energize relationships or create recurring friction. Littauer presents the model in a practical, upbeat style that aims to help readers recognize their own natural tendencies and better interpret the behavior of spouses, friends, children, coworkers, and leaders. The book is widely known for its accessible descriptions of strengths and blind spots, along with simple guidance for adapting communication and expectations. Instead of treating personality as a rigid label, it encourages self-awareness, empathy, and intentional growth. Readers looking for a structured but easy way to talk about temperament often use this book as a starting point for improving teamwork, reducing misunderstandings, and building healthier relationships at home, in social settings, and at work. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the four temperament overview and why it resonates. A central idea in Personality Plus is that many everyday conflicts become easier to understand when you recognize consistent temperament patterns. The book popularizes the classic four-type approach often described as sanguine, choleric, melancholic, and phlegmatic. Littauer frames these as recognizable clusters of motivations and behaviors rather than medical diagnoses, which helps readers discuss personality without heavy jargon. The model resonates because it is simple enough to remember, yet specific enough to feel personally accurate to many readers. Each temperament is typically presented with characteristic energy, social style, decision habits, and emotional triggers. The goal is not to sort people into boxes, but to create a shared language for differences. When readers can name a pattern, they often feel relief that a recurring issue is not just stubbornness or bad intent, but a predictable mismatch in preferences. The topic also introduces a key theme of balance. Every temperament brings valuable strengths, and every temperament carries predictable liabilities when unmanaged. This combination of clarity and compassion sets up the rest of the book, where identification leads into better choices in communication, relationships, and personal development. Secondly, self-awareness, spotting strengths, blind spots, and stress reactions. Another major topic is using temperament insights to improve self-management. Littauer emphasizes that personality strengths often come paired with downsides, especially under stress or fatigue. For example, a fast-moving, take-charge style can become impatient or domineering, while a careful, detail-oriented style can become overly critical or hesitant. The book encourages readers to look for repeating patterns in how they speak, plan, respond to conflict, and handle change. This kind of reflection helps separate identity from behavior. You can accept your natural tendencies while still choosing better habits. Readers are guided to notice what energizes them, what drains them, and how their default reactions affect others. A practical takeaway is recognizing your predictable trouble spots before they cause damage, such as overcommitting, procrastinating, avoiding confrontation, or trying to control outcomes. By learning these patterns, a reader can build compensating routines, such as pausing before reacting, setting realistic boundaries, or creating structured planning systems. The deeper value is accountability without shame. Understanding temperament becomes a tool for growth rather than an excuse to stay the same. Thirdly, communication styles and reducing everyday misunderstandings. Personality Plus devotes significant attention to how different temperaments communicate and why good intentions can still produce hurt feelings. Littauer highlights that people not only say different things, they hear differently. Some temperaments tend to speak in big-picture enthusiasm, others in direct commands, others in careful analysis, and others in calm, supportive tones. These differences can cause misinterpretation, such as reading directness as rudeness, caution as negativity, enthusiasm as superficiality, or calmness as indifference. The book encourages adjusting your approach based on the other person rather than insisting on one correct style. Practical communication improvements include choosing the right level of detail, matching the pace of conversation, clarifying expectations, and confirming decisions in a way the other person trusts. The aim is to build a habit of translation, interpreting behavior through temperament instead of personal offense. This topic also supports conflict management. When you can anticipate what each temperament fears or values, you can phrase feedback in ways that reduce defensiveness and increase cooperation. The result is a more flexible communication toolkit that can improve family conversations, friendships, customer interactions, and workplace collaboration. Fourthly, relationships at home, marriage, parenting, and friendship dynamics. A key appeal of Personality Plus is its application to close relationships where differences are felt most strongly. Littauer discusses how temperaments can complement or clash, shaping routines, decision-making, and emotional needs. In marriages or partnerships, one person may prioritize spontaneity and social connection, while the other wants planning and predictability, leading to recurring tension about time, money, and commitments. In parenting, a child may not respond to the same structure, encouragement, or correction methods that worked for a sibling. The book encourages readers to shift from judging to decoding. When you recognize temperament-driven needs, you can offer support in a form that lands well. That might mean giving a detail-oriented person time to prepare, offering a harmony-seeking person reassurance, or giving a driven person clear goals and autonomy. Friendship dynamics are also illuminated because people often assume that closeness requires similarity. Latour makes the case that understanding differences can increase patience and reduce resentment, especially when expectations are adjusted to match reality. The larger lesson is intentional love, meeting people where they are while still encouraging maturity and responsibility. Lastly, growth and practical change, using personality as a tool, not a label. The book also tackles a common risk of personality typing, using categories to excuse behavior or stereotype others. Latour aims to keep the framework practical by stressing growth, maturity, and choice. Temperament descriptions are used as starting points for improvement, such as learning to listen better, becoming more organized, being more decisive, or developing greater empathy. The emphasis is on building a more balanced life by borrowing strengths that do not come naturally. For example, an expressive, spontaneous person may need routines to follow through, while a reserved, steady person may need practice speaking up. In teams and leadership, the framework becomes a guide for assigning roles, setting expectations, and preventing predictable breakdowns. Latour encourages readers to value each temperament contribution rather than rewarding only one style. This topic helps readers move from insight to action by focusing on small, repeatable adjustments that reduce friction and increase effectiveness. The model works best when paired with humility, recognizing that everyone has blind spots, and that understanding others should lead to service and better decisions, not superiority. Used this way, temperament awareness becomes a long-term development tool. In conclusion, Personality Plus is well-suited for readers who want a practical, easy-to-discuss framework for understanding themselves and others, including couples, parents, educators, ministry and community leaders, managers, and anyone working in teams. It can benefit a reader's life by reducing unnecessary conflict, increasing empathy, and improving communication across differences. When you can name temperament patterns, you are less likely to personalize behavior and more likely to respond with clarity and respect. That shift can lead to better boundaries, healthier expectations, and more effective problem solving. The book is also useful for personal growth because it connects self-awareness to responsibility, helping readers identify predictable stress reactions and choose better habits. Compared with many similar personality books, its advantage is accessibility. The four temperament structure is simple enough to remember and share, which makes it easier to apply in real conversations at home and at work. Instead of requiring technical language or complex scoring systems, it offers a straightforward vocabulary and practical direction. For readers seeking a starting point that is engaging and actionable, this book is worth buying because it delivers quick insight and encourages ongoing maturity rather than mere labeling. If you would like to support Florence Latour, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.